Overseas now, as you know, we've been marking the anniversary of that devastating 9.0 earthquake, then the tsunami in northeast Japan. 1 year ago this weekend, thousands of lives were lost. NBC's Ian Williams was one of the first Western correspondents to reach the scene of that disaster. He reported from there for several weeks thereafter. Tonight, he's returned to the region. He has this report on how some of the survivors are putting things back together.
This was the terrifying moment. A torrent of water swept away entire towns all along the northeast coast of Japan. Almost 20,000 people died. A year later, the scene is very different. A massive cleanup has transformed the coast. The fishing town of Otsuchi was largely obliterated as the tsunami rolled in. Today it looks almost serene. In place of the twisted wreckage, a barren wasteland.
So you see the debris mountain.
The remains of towns all along the coast have been piled into vast mountains of trash, some of it toxic. 19 years' worth in the worst affected area. More than 500,000 buildings destroyed or damaged. And still there's no real plan for how to get rid of it, and no blueprint for rebuilding. 2,000 of Otsuchi's survivors still live in tiny temporary homes. That's where we met 79-year-old Junko Takashi, who lost everything in the tsunami. She may never get her wish to go home, but told me, "I always try to be positive about what lies ahead."
The authorities here have pledged to build a giant new 50-foot high seawall. That's more than twice the height of the one tossed aside by the tsunami last year. But even that may not be enough to make this place livable again.
Further down the coast, few towns were hit harder than Mina Misanriku, where the surging water funneled up the narrow valley. The debris also been cleared here, and for the first time since the disaster, boats are back at sea farming seaweed, something this town was famous for. That's been made possible by new equipment, a project supported by the U.S. charity Mercy Corps, which has created jobs for 200 people here.
It's going to take a long, long time to really rebuild, but I think what we see now, a year later, is just a really resilient community that's coming back together again.
There's no shortage of spirit here, and that may be the most important asset as these devastated communities look to the future. Ian Williams, NBC News, Mina Misanriku, Japan.